This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All eyes are on the Georgia Senate runoffs today. No candidate in either of Georgia's Senate races won a majority of the vote November 3rd, triggering the runoff for poll seats. The Republican candidates with their messages.
Are you ready to show America that Georgia's a red state? Georgia, we have to hold the line.
This is the last line of defense against this radical socialist agenda. You heard Joe Biden just today say that this is a generational election. What does he mean by that? Well, it's exactly what Chuck Schumer said. Take Georgia and change America.
The polls in Georgia will close this evening at 7 p.m. local time. The Portland Police Bureau said Monday that a cleaning crew's mistake likely led to the escape of 24-year-old David Dahlin. He's charged with attempted murder and is accused of ramming a police officer with a car last month. Dahlin was being detained when cleaning crews opened the door to his holding room. The worker closed it, realizing the room was occupied, but the door did not latch properly. The manhunt continues. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
So, your National Football League team didn't make it to the postseason. One Las Vegas Raider learned the hard way what not to do. USA Radio News Wyatt Cox has more.
Raiders running back Josh Jacobs received minor injuries, arrested on suspicion of drunken driving after a pre-dawn single vehicle crash Monday near McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas. A Las Vegas police report said the 22-year-old Jacobs taken to hospital for treatment of a cut on his forehead after an airbag deployed when the 2019 Acura NSX sports car he was driving crashed into a tunnel wall at the Las Vegas airport. Police at the scene determined the 5'10", 220-pound Jacobs impaired by alcohol, blood was drawn at the hospital. Lab results could take several weeks. Meanwhile, Jacobs was booked at the Clark County Jail on a misdemeanor driving under the influence charge and released without bail. I'm Wyatt Cox.
The Raiders finished the season 8-8. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
A bank manager in Las Vegas, Nevada, defrauds the federal government of more than $1 million. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox has the details.
U.S. Attorney's Office announcing Monday 57-year-old Javier Montano sentenced after pleading guilty to one count of theft of government funds after allegedly stealing nearly $1.2 million in Social Security and Veterans Affairs benefits. Montano, described as a former branch manager at a banking institution in Las Vegas, reportedly withdrew from two customers' checking accounts even though they had passed away years prior. Federal authorities said the Social Security Administration nor the Department of Veterans Affairs had been notified they had passed, prompting benefits to accumulate over a number of years. Montana believed to have ordered debit cards for both accounts to withdraw cash, which he then either spent or deposited into his personal bank account. As part of his sentence, he'll undergo 3 years of supervised release and will need to pay back $1.196 million. I'm Wyatt Cox.
If you know the online game Fortnite, Then you know Epic Games. Online gaming platform Epic Games has reached an agreement with Turnbridge Equities and Denali Properties to purchase North Carolina's Cary Town Center Shopping Mall. The price tag was roughly $95 million. The 980,000 square foot and 87 acre shopping mall will be converted into Fortnite Creators' new global headquarters by 2024. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's how we roll, you know, because we're serious about getting this country back on track. I mean, for all the money that we're investing in this country and our elected officials and everything that concerns everything and everyone, you know, from the poor to the wealthiest. It's all inclusive because that's what we the people is all about. It's not about just one select group because the measure of our greatness is in direct relationship to the people that we serve. And clearly what's been happening in our country is we have an elite sector of our government that is more concerned about their personal outcomes instead of the outcome of the everyday citizen here in America. I mean, to such a degree that they're willing to cheat, steal, do whatever they can in order to have power. That's what we're seeing right now, and that's the crossroads that we find ourselves here today in America. We've got, you know, some insight. We've been talking about this for quite a while, talking about the second American Revolution, as you'll recall. It's been going on, and many have said, look at... it's inevitable that we're going to come to this conflict where we are going to have to, you know, decide, is the American way of life worth it? I mean, so many people have thought so and have given their lives, sacrificed their lives for the sake of freedom. And now the baton is ready to be passed on. And will that baton find a hand to receive, or will it fall to the ground? Our next two guests, I'm sure, will agree, and they've written a book called The Military Guide to Armageddon, Battle-Tested Strategies to Prepare Your Life and Soul for the End Times. U.S. Army Chaplain Colonel David Giamona retired in 2018 after 32 years of military service, for which we appreciate his dedication and service to our country. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to be here, and I look forward to speaking with you and Troy together.
Yes, Troy Anderson, who's been on with us before, a Pulitzer Prize-nominated investigative journalist and the best-selling co-author of The Babylon Code and Trumpocalypse. Troy, always good to be talking to you. Welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. It's great to be on your show.
Okay, The Military Guide to Armageddon. David, let's start with you. Why did you two come together to write this book?
Well, we saw that there are a lot of things going on in the world, and I started a couple of years ago on one direction of the book, and then I got changed to another direction. So I met Troy over the internet. We talked. We thought it was a great subject. And, you know, there are a lot of churches, a lot of pastors, a lot of people that think, you know, we're not living in the end times. But, you know, in the last year, people have changed their mind tremendously. So the book is coming out exactly at the right time that we needed to come out to get people prepared for the end times.
Well, Troy, I thought it was quite interesting, that even Billy Graham, when asked about it, he didn't chime in, as we know, in his ministry. His ministry was single-focused on the salvation of Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ, was bringing, to the people. And his ministry, of course, speaks for itself. But I thought it was quite interesting that the final stage of his life, he said, in fact, these are the last of the last days.
Yeah, Bill, over the last decade, I've investigated this question. I've interviewed over 200 different major faith leaders and experts in every field, and one of those interviews was with Billy Graham, and he told me that signs of the end of the age are converging for the first time since Jesus made those predictions. So at the near the end of his life, he believed that all these signs that Jesus told us would occur are converging and accelerating.
Colonel, and this is what Jesus talked about when he talked about signs, his ministry here on earth. I mean, it was laughable when, his fellow Jews said, hey, just give us a sign. It's a wonder that he just didn't, it wasn't noted that he responded with some sort of belly laugh, because they were looking for signs. And that seems to be the condition of the Jewish people, part of their character that many people will make fun of. But I think a lot of us, would consider and say, well, where are the signs? Let's address these obvious signs that some people want to clearly overlook. What sticks out for you?
Well, there's so many. I'll tell you, the top of mind is Jerusalem or Israel becoming a nation literally in one day, May 14th, 1948. Mm-hmm. That has been talked about in the Old Testament and New Testament. So that is really the kickoff, I believe, for the end of the end time. Israel becoming a nation, and then we have these pestilences, we have wars, rumors of wars, we have earthquakes, tsunamis, you name it, one after another. So, and then we have political upheaval, and then we're looking at a one world government with a great reset.
Yes.
Many, many signs coming our way that are very interesting, and we need to be astute in looking at these signs.
Yeah, Troy, we have to be like the brothers Issachar that we read about, that were students of times and signs of what was going on. And, every era comes with its intention, and it's up to us to understand and get in alignment with what God's doing. And I agree with what the colonel just said, because I've often said that the day, and I may have shared this with you the last time, the day that Israel became a nation once again in 1948 was that hour. It's if you look at and consider the prophetic clock, God's prophetic clock, it was like the hour hand was set. And what's been passing since then are minutes and seconds to the final chapter of Revelations, right?
One of the interviews I did a few years ago was with Dr. Tim LaHaye, co-authored
right.
Left Behind series. And he described the rebirth of Israel as the super sign of the end times, that we've been on this essentially this countdown since then. And one of the most remarkable things is that, the book of Revelation describes this terrible time and at the conclusion of human history where, much of humanity is destroyed. And of course, we now have the technologies to do that. For the first time in history, not only do we have these weapons of mass destruction, but we also have all the technologies, the surveillance state, electronic banking, artificial intelligence, to create this mark of the beast system, part of this world government where you can't buy or sell. So all these technologies for the first time in history are in place. So that's another great sign that, we're moving into this period.
Mm-hmm. Colonel, with what's happening with COVID-19, I've maintained that, the country and the world at large is being conditioned for what is just around the corner. Do you agree?
Bill, absolutely. I have a lot of, theories and evidence that this is not just some fluke happening, but this was something that China's been planning for a long time. Whether it escaped their level 4 accidentally or on purpose, it's out in the world, And it's just part of the end times where they're going to, you know, look at this, the vaccines and all the things coming, and, you know, control of the world is imminent in their hands. So, yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Well, and it's already being said that, you know, there's possibility that travel could be restricted, the purchasing of goods, if you are not certified to have received the vaccination. We've got more. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
this for you, ladies and gentlemen, because it is about you. This is why we're grateful. We're grateful to God that we can remain fresh and independent for you to bring you the facts, bring you the news and information the mainstream media has abandoned because they're on a different agenda altogether. They're on an agenda that is serving the trajectory of what we're addressing here right now and why this book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, is so important, and you need to read it because you need to armor up. You've got to warrior up for what's going on here. And heed the warning, because it is serious, because we're being surrounded right now by all these deleterious actions. And it's nothing new. We were told it's going to happen. And like the book of Ecclesiastes reminds us very clearly and warns us, there is a time and season for everything. And David, I believe that it is so critical for us to be in alignment with God's purposes, because in that, even in the midst of all the insanity, we will find peace and covering and be effective for the kingdom and for his purposes if we're in alignment with him. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I am 100% in agreement with you. You know, we've got to be very vigilant, as God said. We got to watch and pray, and we have to be ready, because things are going to be coming at us in 2021 from all directions. I have a quote from John Piper I'd like to just share real quick. He said, therefore, at the top of my agenda these days has been the question, how can I get myself and the church awake to a wartime mentality? Is there some way to break the spell? And that's exactly what this book is written. We've got to get the church awoke and ready and battle and for battle formation, because the time is at hand right now that we need to get warriored up, armored up, prayered up, and there is no time for sitting on the fence. So,
exactly.
You know, there's a lot to say about that.
Well, Troy, you know, Jesus established the church for a specific purpose. And, you know, in the Old Testament days, when the church leaders were not fulfilling their purpose, God came down on them, you know, fiercely. And judgment always starts in the church of God. And this is what we're finding out right now, is that judgment is coming down. We're not hearing a lot about this, but it is happening, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that we're under a limited judgment of God right now. That's part of what we're seeing happening. You know, of course, there's many different levels of what's going on, but I believe that God has lifted his hand of protection to a certain degree off America. We're now reaping the consequences of that. And the church has largely been shuttered over this last year during this pandemic, and churches are closing. And so it's time to wake up. We can't understate the danger that America and the church is in, our ability to keep spreading the gospel. I mean, you mentioned the second American Revolution. We're at that kind of stage now. The globalist elite are rolling out what's called the Great Reset. It's essentially the New World Order plan. And the vaccines, the loss of freedoms, this is a very crucial time for people to really awaken and you know, do what God has called us to do, return to the first century church and the bravery and courage of those, you know, the disciples, and who almost all of them gave their lives to spread the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Colonel, the tough thing is this isn't like the spaghetti westerns that you and I grew up with. We could always tell the good guys from the bad guys. You know, the bad guys wore black and the good guys wore white. This is tough. And this is why we need to be discerning and look at who's pushing the Great Reset, who's pushing these globalist ideas, who's pushing control. And this is, you know, it's bipartisan. It's not necessarily a exclusive Democratic thing, certainly not an exclusive Republican thing, but there are people of all types that are crossing over, and they're in line for this Great Reset and this globalist control, are they not?
Yes. When I was in War College, and War College is one of the highest military schools you can go to as an officer, I graduated there from 2012. That's really when I first got my eyes open to this Great Reset, and it was back then, where every one of the books at the War College was stating this, that in order to have peace on this earth, you have to have a one-world government. We can't have armies fighting each other anymore. We can't have, you know, China against U.S., against Russia. We have to come together and so we can have peace and have to be ruled by one government. So that's where it's, you know, for me, it started there, but of course it goes way back in history.
Exactly.
Globalism has been around a long time. But for me, in 2012, United States of America, the War College, that's what they were saying then.
Yeah. Troy, I was just going to say that, again, this is something that has progressed over the years, over the millennia, this idea that if we were, you know, one and kumbaya, that, you know, everything would be hunky-dory. And never in the history of man has that been the case, has it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to a large extent, this started at the Tower of Babel, where, you know, Nimrod essentially attempted to create this first utopian, you know, one world system. And we've seen multiple attempts, you know, with the Roman Empire, with the Greeks and you know, in recent, you know, centuries with the communists and socialists. And now we're witnessing this new push by the globalists, you know, perhaps working in conjunction with China and communists and socialists. And we're watching essentially a socialist takeover of America now. And it's all leading towards what the Bible predicted would be this Antichrist system, you know, that's detailed in the book of Revelation. So, yeah, we're you know, all the evidence seems to indicate this is really happening.
Well, we have to be wise as serpents, gentle as doves, right? That is still, you know, part of what Jesus calls us to do. I think we probably have been more gentle than wise here, David, because even the Word of God says that, you know, the very gates of heaven suffer violence and the righteous take it by storm. That's quite the command, is it not, for people of faith today, that we need to take on the gates of heaven and fight these prevailing forces aggressively?
Yes, I was listening to Jim Caviezel just a few days ago on video, and he was saying the same thing as our book and as we're saying now. You know, we're about to lose our freedoms. And, you know, and in that time, we have to stand up and say enough is enough. We have to power up. We have to armor up, and we have to get ready to really fight not only for our religious freedom and for America's freedom, but for spiritual freedom in this country and around the world. I mean, we cannot no longer as leaders give softball speeches and sermons to our people. We have to tell them the truth. We have to get them facing the right way. And, you know, the Lord says, I want you to build me an army. I'm not interested in a congregation or audiences or, you know, self-help and my best today, mm-hmm. now, you know, Friday. But here's the thing, that we are now in a place where we're going to have to open the Word of God and go from Genesis to Revelation, and it talks about warfare, spiritual warfare, and that's where we're at right now. We've got to get with God, we got to hear from Him, and we got to armor in many, many ways that we go through in the chapters in our book.
Troy, the Lord of Heaven's army is looking for a few good men and women, is He not?
Yeah, you know, we're hearing this from many pastors around the country, many brave pastors talking about they feel that God is calling them to help, you know, build this, the armies of the Lord. You know, the First Chronicle actually describes God as the Lord God of armies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Bible talks about the angels organized a military structure. So something we see this as part of a movement. A friend of ours, Reverend Kevin Jessup,
yes.
helped spearhead the return.
Right, exactly.
And,
he and Jonathan Cahn, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Phenomenal.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry. We got about 40 seconds left. Go ahead.
Yeah, so he helped spearhead the return. We actually called for this in our last book. 100,000 people showed up at the Washington Mall. Millions mm-hmm. watched it online. First National Day of Repentance in America since the time of Abraham Lincoln. And about, he said about 250,000 people got saved. So mm-hmm. Kevin sees Battle Ready Ministry sort of picking up the ball where the return left off.
Exactly.
He'd like to help us put on a Battle Ready Ministries conference, simulcast the churches nationwide.
Exactly. Well, I think it's a great idea. Troy Anderson, Colonel David Giamona, you got to come back because we just barely touched on, you know, hardly got into much of the strategy, but there's lots that lie ahead. And with God, we can do the extraordinary. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All eyes are on the Georgia Senate runoffs today. No candidate in either of Georgia's Senate races won a majority of the vote November 3rd, triggering the runoff for both seats. The Republican candidates with their messages.
Are you ready to show America that Georgia's a red state? Georgia, we have to hold the line.
This is the last line of defense against this radical socialist agenda. You heard Joe Biden just today say that this is a generational election. What does he mean by that? Well, it's exactly what Chuck Schumer said. Take Georgia and change America.
The polls in Georgia will close this evening at 7 p.m. local time. The Portland Police Bureau said Monday that a cleaning crew's mistake likely led to the escape of 24-year-old David Dahlin. He's charged with attempted murder and is accused of ramming a police officer with a car last month. Dahlin was being detained when cleaning crews opened the door to his holding room. The worker closed it, realizing the room was occupied, but the door did not latch properly. The manhunt continues. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, class, including, I should say, all our past interviews. Interviews like what you just heard. If you want to hear them, download them for a podcast at your own convenience. Share them with your friends and neighbors. Hey, look, it's our gift to you because we're givers. That's what it's all about. My good friend Dr. Greg Jantz is back with us. He's a certified eating disorder specialist, certified chemical dependency counselor, nationally certified psychologist, licensed mental health counselor. You get the drift. He knows it all that we deal with. There's nothing that he hasn't heard before, and his brilliance and his experience in life he so freely shares with us. The last time we talked with Greg, it was about Healing Depression for Life, one of his many books. He is a prolific author. And just a giver to humanity, because he wants us all to, you know, live vibrantly and to get the most out of life, even during these COVID-19 times. Greg, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Oh, good to be with you. Good to hear your voice. Wow. What an interesting time for us to think about how to be mentally well.
Yes. Well, you know, and you know, as I was reading earlier this year, and the year still is so young, but it's, you know, that yes, these are the times, the trimensals, so to speak. We get that. But also, it's times like this that really define us and build character in dimensions that heretofore we didn't think possible, or we never even conceived it, have we?
No, we haven't. And here's in a word, people are worn out. Mm-hmm. We've got far too many anxieties at the top of the list for mental health issues, followed by depression. In fact, it's called the third wave or the third epidemic, anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. And people have had, it's been ongoing. We're into 10-plus months of weariness, of a sense of I don't know what to believe, a betrayal. Addiction rates are growing. And so people are entering into that zone, Bill, where they're desperate.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really sad, and people need to appreciate this is not God's intent. God does not want this for his people, and we need to be aware of it. These are things that, a lot of outlets would not talk about. They wouldn't touch this, Greg, and this is why we're so grateful for this platform that we have where we can be independent and bring the truth to the people no matter what it takes, because they need to hear the hard realities of what's going on. I mean, they're feeling it anyway. I mean, they're feeling depressed. We've got an increase in divorces happening across the country, addiction, suicide, all these deleterious things that come with this kind of, these kind of attacks, and God forbid, hopelessness. And that's the other thing that's exacerbating the problem, is an increase in hopelessness, as you just mentioned.
Yes, the hopelessness has grown. And then what happens is desperate people do desperate things.
Mm, yes.
And this is where the irrational thinking comes in. This is where addiction takes a stronghold in a person's life. And it's difficult to talk about, but we do have suicide rates that are increasing. Mm-hmm. The 12 to 17-year-olds and men 50 and above, these are two categories that we are very concerned about.
Why is it that the president is the only voice that we heard speaking out against, being weary of the solution coming at grave cost, that we needed to be careful not to let the solution be worse than the disease that we're trying to combat? He seems to be the only voice to say that. And, of course, they ridiculed him for it. But here we are. The very thing that he warned us about is the very thing that we're experiencing. But he's a bad guy.
Yeah, unfortunately. And here's what we know. Lockdowns, shutdowns, confinement's the word I'm going to use.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anything that creates more isolation will create addiction, will create an increase in self-harm, will increase depression and anxiety. So we are in the middle of this right now. We're seeing the effects. And what's happening, and I want to just speak passionately, what's happening to people's lives, it's not okay, and we need to intervene.
Yes. Well, and the thing is that nothing good comes out of isolation, because it's counter our design. Even, and I say that for introverts, versus extroverts. Introverts have a tendency to want to be, on their own. And even, to a certain degree, there's a healthy way to be an introvert as there is a healthy way to be an extrovert. There needs to be that balance. You cannot so isolate yourself that you ignore accountability and you're left with your own despairing thoughts.
Yeah, and what happens is then we're alone and we feel that sense of that hopelessness and that despair. And really, our thinking begins to get irrational. We're not thinking clearly. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I'm suggesting is we've got to pause and we've got to look at, I know it sounds basic, but how are we doing with just fundamental basic self-care?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
What are we putting in our mind each day? How are we renewing our mind, if we are? But apply that to your physical body.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm in a state and where gyms are closed and people, I'm still saying get out.
Yes.
go
for a walk, ride a bike. Yeah. You got to keep the blood circulating. I want to go back to something just for real quick,
sure.
If I can, because you said something so important here. The benefit of of being able to interact with one another is so important, and that cannot be underestimated that because we are relational beings, and there's natural things that we have to do that are healthy, like you said, you know, exercise. We still have to exercise our mind, our bodies, our spirituality. These are must for these kind of times, right?
It is. And I know you don't feel like it, so what we say is go out twice a day, do that walk twice a day, mm-hmm. Get outside, breathe some air, drink your water. By the way, the
yes.
higher the anxiety, the less water we tend to drink. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we tend to drink a lot of other things.
Yes.
So I know, just start with these baby steps.
Yeah.
And begin to care for yourself.
Well, this Christmas, I gave myself an Apple Watch. And what
yeah.
comes with Apple Watch is a program. It just comes up automatically. It's just, you know, time to breathe. And it's a neat little program. It's 60 seconds. And you breathe through this exercise. And I got to tell you, Greg, something, you know, like you said, baby steps, simple things. Go back to, you know, first principles. Like breathing, hydration, that sort of thing. But even breathing, this little simple one-minute exercise, I do it at least once a day. Sometimes I try to do, I'm trying to do it at least three. That's my goal. Because you get benefit from it. I mean, you really feel, even after a minute, setting aside, doing nothing but just breathing. Is that cool?
Oh, that is cool. And keep tracking it. It's
yeah.
important.
Yes. Now, so all this stuff, and like you said, you know, you got to keep the body moving. We've got to be prepared, because the other thing, what I was going to mention was when you talked about the ill effects here of what it does to us psychologically,
yeah.
and our decision making process, but also it leaves us vulnerable to be duped. And what's happening right now in our country, in our culture, is there is a force that's coming at us full-blown at a nuclear pace to overwhelm us and control us. And we need to be on guard for that. And if we're, you know, if we're ill-prepared, it's going to run us over like a tsunami.
It will. And so now's the time we've got to refortify, reestablish these healthy patterns. And I know it's been easy for things to slip. Now's the time.
Yes. Well, and like you said, look at we are in this we're in this race, and we're in this contest right now, not by accident. And we will be measured by the response that we take, you know, for ourselves and our family, you know, for our communities and for our country. And we need to be healthy at our foundation to deal with what's around the corner, because COVID-19 is not going away anytime soon, is it?
No, and that's why don't put your focus on all that. Put the focus on what's going to keep me strong and healthy.
Amen.
There are things that we can do.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Greg Jantz after this. Stay with us.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a
national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, we got to take a stand at some point, you know, as you've heard me say before. You know, occasionally in life we get those moments in time that are more significant than other moments in time. And when they're this significant, it requires a significant choice. And as we start out this new year, a new year of improving and healing, okay, are you for that? In 2021, I mean, 2020, I mean, let's face it, a trying time that really revealed to a lot of us the deepest aspects of our character. And maybe some of that, Dr. Greg, was a bit disarming and maybe alarming for some of our listeners to say, wow, I could have done a better job in 2020. But in 2021, I resolved to be a better self, aspect, a better version of myself. How about that?
Absolutely. And now's the time to go, okay, I'm not really using the word reset because it's taken on a different meaning, but I can reestablish health and well-being. And okay, look at the whole person. What do I need to do to strengthen myself spiritually? What do I need to do? Where's my empowering, relationships? Where are those, individuals in my life that build me up? What am I doing physically? And also I'm going to look at, you know, is this a time to relook at just, well, what's my life mission? What does God have me, you know, calling me to do? But look at life mission. This is a time for refinement and reestablishing really maybe a new healthy direction that you haven't had before.
That's a lot to unpack right there. I mean, we touched on, first of all, it starts with you individually being healthy and doing healthy things, like we talked about breathing and being hydrated and, having thoughts that are enlarging and expansive, you know, to think on those things that are noble and right and healthy, right?
Oh, Exactly. Maybe you find that hard to do because we've digitized our brains. Everybody's chasing, news notifications all day long.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you're anxious and you go, I don't know what to believe. And maybe you feel betrayal. There's the emotion of anger and there's resentment. There's fear. So mix anger, fear, and together, and it's going to create a lot of sense of just that feeling of I feel hopeless.
Yeah, exactly. Well, 2020 was brutal because it was the culmination of all this political correctness and divisiveness and people being at each other's throats. I mean, dare I say, there are probably some relationships that got lost along the way. I can tell you sadly, Greg, that my number one son, I mean, I just by instinct knew that he didn't want to talk politics. And one day, I mean, and actually this happened over a week and several texting sessions going back and forth. It was like he was just egging me on to talk about things that I knew that were going to be problematic. And, finally I just said, do you know what I do for a living? I study this stuff. Do you really want to know, or are you just trying to start a fight? And this is my number one son. I love him dearly. And we've only had two very insignificant text conversations, communications, since that occurred. And it's sad. It breaks my heart to think that that's where we're at. But, this has happened, with other people where, dear ones that dear friends that they had in 2020 because of all this, political stuff that was going on. I thought, well, my goodness, I mean, what, our relationship is not more important than, who's the president of the United States?
Right, exactly. And we do need, this is an opportunity for us to grow in our relationships.
Yeah.
We all need those 3 to 5 people that are just kind of key players that are supportive. And if you're just around 3 to 5 people that are drainers, and every time you're around them you feel slimed, that's probably time to look at who am I allowing to influence my life.
Right. Well, I want to be around people who add to my day, because that's what I try to do, Greg. I try to add to people's days. And this comes from an old mentor. I shared it with our audience yesterday, and it's my gift, my New Year's gift to everybody. When I was an on-air personality in Los Angeles, California during the 70s, one of the famous and probably one of the top program directors ever, his name was Chuck Bloor. And what he said to me was, every time you open up the microphone, it's your job to elicit a positive emotional response. Is that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was I carried that through not only for what I was doing on the radio, but later on in life in my business interactions. When I built sales teams, I told them, I told my sales reps, I said, your job is to elicit a positive emotional response to the degree that when you leave the company of that client that you're meeting with, that they're almost hanging on to you. They don't want you to leave, and that they notice there is a difference from when you were there versus when you're gone, and a positive difference, to where you will always be welcomed back as a result, that you come as a gift, to that business.
Yes. So, well, this is our time to go, okay, these first 3 months, the new year, irregardless what's going on around me, take this opportunity to, it's almost more than goals. I'm reestablishing a healthy life, and I'm going to take those baby steps every day. It will work.
Yeah, and you need to evaluate every day, right? I mean, like my old friend Stephanie Edwards used to say, she was so funny, she cracked, you'd love her. She said she came from a neurotic family. They were so neurotic that she learned to live life in 15-minute segments. That's all they wanted to do, was just get to the next 15 minutes. So I thought that was lovely. It's just a real unique perspective, and I've used that that wisdom as well. And sometimes that's what we have to come down to, but the fact of the matter is it all comes back to accountability. How are you doing with those goals that you set? You said, hey, look, I'm going to make this first quarter. I mean, the first 90 days, let's do something different. Let's reset. Let's get ourselves healthy. Let's think healthy thoughts. Let's take healthy actions, for ourselves and for those that that we're around, and let's be a blessing.
Oh, I like that. Let's be a blessing. Mm-hmm. And really what that means is we have an opportunity. We do this as a family. Each day there's a reminder on all of our devices, and it says one person a day. My wife put that on. It covers us all. Every day it pops up. One person a day. Mm. God's going to send you one person a day that you can be of service to, that you maybe it's a meal, a good word. But remember, move the focus outside of being self-absorbed.
Exactly.
How can I affect another person today?
You know, to me, and you just hit it right there, the nail on the head, is that was the problem with 2020. We got forced into becoming self-absorbed, and you cannot operate effectively when it's all about you. It has to be all about others. We have to get outside of ourselves. I don't care whatever movement you want to talk about that happened in 2020 that went on. It was very self-centered. And that was the problem. And it just exacerbated the injury and the psychological damage, didn't it?
Yes. Oh, it did. And for those that have any type of post-traumatic stress, what's happened is it's just re-triggered all that trauma. Mm-hmm. And I get that. But it's time now. And sometimes it takes some professional intervention. Sometimes we need somebody or we need a way to move through this. Mm. And, you know, ultimately it's the healthy people that will ask for help. So don't let an addiction, don't let fear stop you from getting the help that
exactly.
can change a whole direction.
Greg, your latest book, Healing Depression for Life, what is it about depression that we misunderstand or maybe either misunderstand or don't even understand that we should?
Well, the depression comes in different flavors, so to speak, mm-hmm. lots of different types of depression. And here's the number one. People wait way too long to get help for depression, and then they end up with regret. So when I say, you know, a month, 2 months has passed and you feel like, man, I'm not functioning well, it's time to find out. Get some resources, whether mm-hmm. it's a book, but begin to gather information. And plus, people will have regret. If you only do one approach, you go, well, I'm just going to take that pill, and mm-hmm. that should take care of it. But you'll end up in regret. We see a lot of people here at Place of Hope who go, you know, I just did one thing, and after a while it stopped working. Let's look at the whole person. There's hope. We have more resources for depression than ever before, but we also have more people suffering than ever before.
Mm. You know, and that's good counsel. And also, I wanted to address that you do have a new book coming up in March, right?
I do. I have a birthday book for you.
Oh, wow. Great. Great.
Yeah.
On my birthday, it's going to be released. I love it. Yes.
Yeah. In March. So that's right.
That's a very good month, by the way. Good month to release books.
It's a great month. And somehow the publisher decided March so we could all celebrate your birthday and the anxiety book.
Yes, exactly. The anxiety book, because that's another, you know, another thing we've been dealing with. You know, you deal with depression, you deal with anxiety. And, you know, this is going to be another one of those important books that's going to go a long way in helping people, because anxiety is much more pervasive and dangerous than we realize, isn't it?
It is. And fear paralyzes. And as human beings, when you have constant anxiety in your life, you know, you look for a way to cope. You look for a
yes.
way to go, okay, I need to change how I feel. And so often we choose things that are unhealthy, whether it's alcohol, drugs, but we want to mood elevate and change how we feel. And anxiety drives us sometimes to do things that are self-destructive.
Exactly. And it's amazing, too, because that whole anxiety issue brings you to self. I mean, it's all about me, right? And then here it is, you end up doing the very thing that you never thought possible. And as you say, being self-destructive. I mean,
that's
it's
right.
just it's just devastating to think what we do, the power that we have for good and evil within our own humanity, right?
Oh, well said. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Greg Jantz has been with us, the author and the world-recognized expert and innovator in the treatment of behavioral disorders. Greg, as always, an honor to have you with us. Happy New Year, buddy. Take care.
Oh, Happy New Year. Let's go forward.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.